today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are totally free, so do enjoy those on us. That, again, FreeTalkLive.com. So, Mark, have you heard about the other war in Iraq?
No, I'm just familiar with the one that the United States is fighting.
Well, they're apparently...
If it's even a war, it's not.
Well, there's also another non-war going on, but it's one that doesn't get too much coverage, apparently. And I was sort of aware that this sort of thing was going on, but never really knew any statistics about it or knew much about what it meant, how extensive it was, that sort of thing. I'm talking about the private war that's going on in Iraq, the one that's being waged by the private security companies.
Blackwater and those guys,
right. So when you look at the casualty numbers
mm-hmm.
that the Pentagon puts out, that's only for the U.S. military.
Right. It's not mentioning any of the contractors that we've hired.
So we don't know how many contractors have been killed. We don't know how many people the contractors have killed.
Right.
I mean, it's almost like a completely undercover black war, almost.
We did see that video that was released of some Blackwater people torturing some kids with bottles of water. Is that right? Do you remember
that? I think that was U.S. military.
Oh, I thought it was
Blackwater. There was some video. Some of the video.
Oh, Blackwater was, they were just like randomly shooting at people while driving by.
That's what I heard, yeah. I think the video we watched was of them driving down the street and just unloading with like a 50 cal from the back of a truck or something like that. I don't know what they were shooting, but
yeah, they could have been shooting at nothing.
Right.
Somebody claimed they were shooting at people, and one would wonder why they were just unloading weapons.
But want to talk about this here in a moment from the Washington Post. But we've got calls rolling in, so we're going to go to the phones first and talk to Jim in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jim.
Hey, actually that's Tim, but that's all right.
Sorry about that, Tim. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about streetlights.
Streetlights, okay.
Yeah. Well, I live in Illinois, and we had a couple of really bad storms roll through today during the day.
Sorry to hear
and
that.
And on my drive home from work, actually I'm still on my drive home from work, but on my drive home from work, I drive through a pretty decent-sized town. It's probably a town of, I would guess, maybe 10 or 20,000.
Okay.
All right.
And on this street, the main street, all of the stoplights were out.
Unusual.
This is about stoplights or this is about streetlights? I'm a little confused here.
Well, streetlights.
Streetlights, the lights that light up the street.
Streetlights that light up the street, but the stoplights.
Stoplights that make you stop and go.
Got it.
Gotcha.
Traffic control devices, electric.
Sorry about
go
that.
Ahead.
All right. Anyway, so there were no cops to be found anywhere, and everyone was obeying the stop, the four-way stop, the two-way stop, letting people turn.
Wait, hold on a second. Let me see if I can clarify the situation here. In some cases, when stoplights go on the fritz, they go to either flashing yellow or flashing red. You had nothing at all, no light
nothing
whatsoever?
Nothing at all. No light, none of the flip-down stop signs on the lights, and no cops.
So people were being careful on their own, is what you're
saying. Right. They would come to an intersection where the light was completely out, it was black, and they would come to a stop, like a four-way stop.
They would proceed with caution.
Yeah, either that or get mashed, one would assume.
Right.
You know, this sort of happened during Hurricane...
Whatever.
Oh, one of those. They happened so often during that one year in Sarasota that I think it was Ivan, perhaps, that knocked out Charlie, maybe.
Whatever.
Knocked out all the lights in Sarasota, and the same thing happened, but it went on for days, and at some point it began to break down. People stopped necessarily stopping doing the four-way, because it was such a pain to, you know, long lines of traffic were doing the stop-and-go thing at a four-way stop. Otherwise, you know, if four-way stops worked, people would, you know, they'd be at all the large intersections. And people were just getting frustrated with the idea of coming to a stop every car length.
Yeah.
So they were just like, screw this, I'm going through. And so there were no wrecks, fortunately, but somehow,
I don't think anyone running a private street would just let it all out, you know, would just let people make those decisions on their own. I think there's some value to traffic control devices to some extent. But you're saying that even in the absence of them, people can use their common sense, right, Jim?
That's
Tim,
exactly what I was saying, is that you know, people were thinking for themselves and not having the cops do it for them and wave them.
Very good.
I just thought that was pretty interesting.
Thanks for the story. We appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to Eric in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric, what's on your mind?
Hi, guys. You said before that you don't believe in democracy because it's like two wolves and a sheep deciding what to have for dinner.
Well, let me point of clarification. I don't believe in democracy on a like a nationwide basis. I believe that if you want to get into, say, the Elks Club and they're going to have a vote on something, then democracy is perfectly acceptable as long as you've consented into the democratic system and as long as you're free to remove your consent at some point, then I think that that's okay.
I'm fine with democracy as long as it fits within the Constitution of the United States. Different than EN is.
I tend to agree with Mark.
I don't think that one can democratically remove the rights that are granted to me, not granted to me, but that are outlined inside the Bill of Rights. Those rights are mine whether democracy goes, whether democracy is in play or not.
This is what my question is about, actually, and I suppose it's Ian in this case. Let's say I was in a community that was a very rural community, and it was a community of 100 people.
Okay.
I'm the only black man, and the rest are 99 racist white people.
Why are you still there?
If we have nothing that defends the rights, like no Bill of Rights, no one to enforce our rights, then couldn't they just exclude me from all the jobs and
of
all
course.
The stores? And
yes, which I would ask why you would still be in that community. I mean, that's not even a realistic situation.
That's where my parents lived, that's where my grandparents lived, and I want to stay there. But if I
you're a damn fool, and you get what you deserve.
Huh?
You're a nut.
You're a nut job, and you'll get what you deserve in that particular case. People should be free to ostracize those that for whatever reason. I mean, they might not like the color of your hair. They might not like the way you smell. They may not like you because you're a man.
Isn't
I don't care
worse?
What their reasons are. They should be able to withhold business. They should be able to withhold services. That should be their prerogative, don't you think?
Is that not forced, though? I mean, don't I have the right to live wherever I choose?
You don't have the right to force yourself on other people's private property.
No, I'm not forcing myself anywhere. It's just like if everyone excludes me from their businesses, from their stores, from their jobs, then I have been democratically voted out of the community.
You've been excluded, you've been ostracized, and that's completely legitimate. There was no actual vote taken. It was each individual making the decision to not do business with you. I think those people would be lousy people, and I would say, get a Greyhound ticket or hit the road and get the hell out of there.
I'd have to agree with my crazy friend here that, in fact, if you, for whatever reason, you are a black man living in a community of 99 white people.
Racist white people.
Or racist white people that decide that they don't want to do business with you, that's their... they get to decide that. They can decide who they want to do business with. I feel like they should be able to decide that. I think that they're wrong, and I think that you'll be happier if you move elsewhere, and, you'll probably be able to get some food and stuff.
Right.
But you can still, on your own land, you can still do like they did back 150 years ago. You can grow your own food. You can have your own chickens. You can live in that community if you so choose, but...
You're a bit of a sadomasochist.
Effectively, you have been voted out of the community.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks, guys.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. And that's, if you leave it to the marketplace, there's certainly a possibility that communities like that would exist. That's okay.
I don't know. When you start thinking about it, imagine for a second you've got a few stores in town, and the one store that's not doing quite as well as the other stores, as far as, let's call it them general stores, let's just make it very easy.
Yep.
There's three general stores in town, or two general stores. The one that's not doing as well is a little more likely to take the black gentleman's money.
Oh, that's there's no doubt about it. You're saying that even in that weird situation that there would still be market pressures in play. But however, Mark, the one gentleman that might feel so desperate as to take the excluded person's business would also maybe suffer even more if word got out that he was taking that guy's business. So what I was saying though was that in a free market, it's possible that such exclusive style communities would exist. I mean, you have gated communities where only the rich can live today. The white supremacists, I think they should get together and have their own little plot of land. It would make them very happy to keep them the hell out of our hair and let the black supremacists go and have their own little town and let the Hispanic supremacists, if there are such a thing, I'm sure there are, let everybody move to where they want to move and where they feel most comfortable. I'll accept anybody in my community as long as they love liberty. That's fine. As long as they won't force their way on me.
Want to spend money. That's fine, too.
So 800-259-9231, and that's not force at all. It's just ostracism. If I don't want to allow you onto my property, that's not force being used on you. You were trying to step onto my property, and I said no. So if you step onto my property, then you're violating my property rights at that point. 800-259-9231. You respect my property rights. I respect yours. We'll all get along. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in a global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you'll be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. June 18, 2007, gold 658. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $679.32, $335.20 per half, $167.60 per quarter. That's $679.32, $335.20, and $167.60. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollar's fallen to 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com, and all the features on the site are totally free. That does include the bulletin board system. We've got about 250,000 posts and over 1,500 people interacting. Serious issues and fun stuff, you will find it all
all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com, and the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening right now, going all the way through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars and hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. It is not too late. I don't think it's too late to register at this point at porkfest.com, but you can certainly go to porkfest.com and show up even if you haven't registered. It's never too late to get involved in Porkfest. We're going to be there on Saturday, going to be broadcasting live, and I hope to see a lot of you out there. Porkfest.com for all the details, location, and all of that other good stuff. 1-800-259-9231. Let's roll back into the calls to Eric in Vancouver. You're on Free Talk Live. Eric, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I was kind of thinking about after I graduate, get my undergraduate degree, I probably will go to America and New Hampshire.
I think you're already in America. You mean the United States of America.
Okay. I didn't get that joke, but...
Well, I mean, you're in North America, Canada, so technically you're in America, and so is Mexico. But anyway,
trying to somehow suggest that America controls Canadian...
No, no. Well, they do control Canada to some extent with the whole drug war thing, but I was just nitpicking. Go ahead. You're coming to America.
Yeah, okay. So I was wondering about New Hampshire, and I just have a couple of questions about
sure.
it, if you could describe it to me, since you are there. I was wondering about three main things, and that's... what's the cost of living like there? What is the job situation there? And what type of health care would you have?
Great questions. Let's see. The first one was... Cost of living. Depends on where you live. There are areas that are very rural here in New Hampshire. And
they're cheap.
And it's darn cheap. You know, if you want to live up... houses in Berlin, for instance, up in the northern part of the state are just... I mean, so cheap.
People want to get out of there real bad.
Yeah, people are leaving, so it's like fire sale on houses up there. As far as rent is concerned, again, if you're living in rural areas, it's not going to be very much. If you're living here in Keene or other urbanized areas, it's going to be a little bit more. So,
for instance, I've seen two-bedroom, one-baths for $625 American here, and I've seen three-bedroom, one-baths for as high as $900.
Mine next door here is $950 for a 3-1. So, I mean, the prices vary. A good way to look into that would be at nhfree.com, get in the forums there, or poke around maybe at mlspulse.com. That's a great real estate site. But it's a wide variety of different options. And, of course, there's even more affordable ways to live in New Hampshire. For instance, if you find a Free State Project member friendly household. There's like this rooming house in Manchester, for instance, where there's several porcupines, as they're called, Free State Project movers, that are all living in the same house together. So as you might imagine, if you're going in together with somebody else, then obviously you'd be able to save quite a bit of money. Let's see, what was the second question? Jobs?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I mean, New Hampshire is the best. I think it's probably the best economy of all of the northeastern states.
And it's number one for tech jobs in the Northeast.
Right, a lot of tech jobs in Concord Manchester and Nashua. There's a lot of IT action out there.
I can't imagine somebody being here in Keene and not being able to get a job. I don't know if they'll be able to get a job necessarily in the field they're looking for with the pay they're looking for.
Yeah, if you want to be picky, then obviously if you're picky about jobs, then it's difficult to get a job anywhere. But if you're willing to take anything, then there's plenty of jobs available all over the place. And the final question was health care?
Yeah.
Well, I thankfully haven't had to have much health care done to me while I've been here.
We've got great hospitals.
But hey, it's America. You know, the deal with health care here is it's mostly socialized, but not all the way. And so, you can still purchase your own private care. And I think you can still purchase private care in Canada. It's just more expensive than it is here.
No. Well, only if the government lets you.
Really?
Things like dental care. But if the government provides the service, it's a crime.
Really? I thought there was some sort of really high upper echelon private care providers that just didn't take any government money and it costs thousands upon thousands and lots of money, but that's illegal up there?
We have the only, along with North Korea and Cuba, the only Marxist healthcare system in the world for what the government provides.
That's amazing. Here in America, you don't have to wait in the absurd lines that you have to wait up there in Canada. And there are things called health insurance plans that you can purchase for yourself. In the event that something catastrophic happens or something awful happens to you, then hopefully the insurance will pick it up, and there's a variety of options for that. Hope that helps. Anything else?
Well, just to tell you a bit about Canadian healthcare, because the subject was brought up, the average wait, like if you take all the waiting times and you average it out, it's about 8 weeks.
Yikes.
In Canada. So I haven't had to use the healthcare system yet, so I'm thankful. But
well, you sound young.
Yeah, how much would, like, healthcare cost in America?
I don't know. It's basically on an as-need basis. If you don't have insurance, if you do have insurance, then it depends on your age and your
young people don't cost as much.
Yeah, it's much less. You can get it less than $100 a month. If you're a single male under the age of 25, your healthcare is going to be a lot lower. Of course, your car insurance is going to be a lot higher, simply because of your age.
But even that, I mean, here in New Hampshire, I save $200 a year by moving from Florida to New Hampshire on car insurance.
More.
So it's there's definitely some things here in New Hampshire that cost less. I mean, beyond just the rent, certain things cost a little bit less here. I mean, little things like ice cream. Ice cream is so damn cheap in New Hampshire. It's shocking to me. You can get
they don't need freezers.
You can get a half gallon of ice cream for, in some cases, less than $2, and it's good quality stuff. Anyway, there you go. I hope that helped, man, and good luck with your move. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, bye.
800-259-9231. A lot of good questions. I think a few of those questions, a lot of people want to know about. They want to know about jobs, mm-hmm. You know? They want to know what's going on here in New Hampshire as far as the living conditions are concerned. And, again, there's just a huge variety.
We may not be the single choices. Best people to ask all these questions to because, well, we had jobs when we arrived.
True.
We brought our job with us.
Yeah.
You know, you had bought a house before you moved, and, you know, I looked around for a long time and found an apartment or a house that was cheap to rent. So, you know, it's not like I had to show up and have a place to live that night.
I think, though, that there's so many cool things that are available here in New Hampshire because of the free staters that have moved in. Like I mentioned, that sort of rooming house in mm-hmm. Manchester where a number of free staters are living. There are these locations that are starting points, basically. You can you don't have to have a whole lot of money saved up, just enough to make the move and make yourself comfortable for a little while. You can start at one of these sort of boarding houses, if you will,
sure.
And then use that as your base of operations to explore the city and find different options, meet people, maybe get together with some potential roommates and move out into a different house. I mean, so there's so many different choices. And, of course, there are job postings at freestateproject.org on the forum there. There are job postings at nhfree.com on the forum there as well.
They can't be the end-all, be-all of the jobs because there's just so many jobs. If you look in the job section of the newspaper here, and I generally just kind of page through to see because it's always interesting. You know, in this town of 30,000 people, there's a whole bunch of jobs full page.
You know what really bugs me? When people claim, I can't find a job.
Well, we don't know what it's like all around the United States, but
yeah, but
where I've been, there's always been jobs.
And you look at the front page of the Shopper here in this area, they're looking for a Subway manager, and it even says in the ad that experience is helpful,
we'll train.
If you walk in off the street and you have zero experience, we'll look at you seriously. They'll take you. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to drinkact.com/buy direct. Click on Join Now and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's drinkact.com/buy direct and click on Join Now and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Running a small business is like raising a child. You nurture it, giving up your time and energy just to make sure it grows and stays healthy. You sacrifice yourself to give it every chance at success. But if you haven't incorporated yet, it could all disappear in an instant, taking with it your personal assets like your car, your life savings, even your home. Fortunately, incorporating your business is fast and easy.
In fact, you can do it in just 10 minutes. And there's an easy way to find out more. Just request a free guide today and learn about the wonderful benefits of incorporation from the Company Corporation. We don't offer legal or financial advice, but we have been helping people incorporate for over 100 years. Call 1-800-497-5991. Protect your family and personal assets by forming a corporation or a limited liability company. Take your first step by requesting a free guide. Call 1-800-497-5991. 1-800-497-5991. That's 1-800-497-5991.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Shrine of Female Listeners is there. We've got dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Christina is our newest Shriner. You can see her and all the others at shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Are you prepared for the day the dollar drops to zero? D2Z.org proposes that day is near. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org. As we go to the phones and to the fun, let's talk to, it is Daryl in Texas. Free Talk Live. Whoa, Daryl, you okay there?
Come over.
Yeah. Just hung the phone on the cabinet there. I heard you talking about health care, and I wanted to relate a story I had. I live in Texas, of course, but I had a friend, a next-door neighbor that was from Canada, and he was a nurse. I happen to be a pharmacist. But he was talking about the time that his father, and they're from Canada, his father had fallen off of his tractor and dislocated his thumb and sort of hurt his shoulder.
Yeah.
And they went into the clinic, and what they did was put his thumb in hot water. The reason they did that was they popped the thumb back in the socket with no anesthetic.
Oh, my God.
Yikes. Now, what he said, you know, he made a good point. He said, I wouldn't do that to my dog, but they did it there, and it's considered the standard of care.
Now, hey, that brings up an interesting question. Is veterinary care socialized in Canada?
I would imagine not. But
I would imagine not, which means that dogs actually get better care and probably
the sad thing is,
care.
Yeah,
you know, according to the last caller, it's illegal to get care elsewhere.
Oh, I'm
and
glad
this is
you
the care you
that,
get.
Because that's what made me call in. this same person was telling me at a later date that his father had been diagnosed with cancer. Well, you get diagnosed and then you go on a waiting list. It's illegal to pay for care, so what a lot of people do is, what anybody would do, I mean, you've diagnosed with cancer, you want treatment now,
right.
They cross the border and come to the United States and pay for it.
Now, is that illegal, too?
No.
Hmm.
I mean, it's not illegal to leave the country and get medical care in another country. I would assume that it's not illegal in Canada.
Yeah. It's amazing, though. And there are a lot of Canadians who, of course, in their government education system have been brought up to believe that their medical system is the best in the world. And they will parrot that from the rooftops. And then they discover that, oh, you don't have to wait in other parts of the world? Huh. Maybe it's not so great after all.
Yeah, this person that I knew, he was here working as a nurse in Canada, and you know, some of the stories, you know, they have a 60%, from what I understand, it's close to 60%, if not over 60% income tax.
Yeah, it's insanity.
And a lot of people, you know, talk about how good of a reimbursement rate there is when you work with the government, and, you know, they have a lot of studies they cite from Canada on a healthcare model for many things, economic models and so forth. And, you know, you got to stop and realize every dollar you make, you're giving 60 cents back.
Daryl, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Come to Canada, where our health care is better than North Korea's. I think they probably got it a little bit better than North Korea, but that might be about it.
I don't know. You hear these stories, and it sounds nice to not have to pay for medical care, but I know the kind of care that you're going to get if you don't have to pay for something.
It's crap. They don't care. They don't have an interest in giving a damn about your health care. I mean, you go to a hospital here in America, and it's bad. It's worse in Canada. And the reason why it's bad in America is because there's so much government money in the system. Last time I looked, and this was in the late 90s, so I'm sure the number's higher by now, but the last time I looked at the numbers, it was over 50% of every dollar in health care is spent by a government in America. So that means that the government, that the healthcare system in America is mostly socialist.
Right. They're not, you know, that means the marketplace in healthcare is not working because people aren't making choices with their dollars.
It's working, just not very well. It's not a free market in healthcare as it should be. And if it were a free market in healthcare, instead of constantly rising costs, we'd see costs dropping. We'd see care improving. We'd see customer service being a huge factor. Now when you go into a hospital, you feel like people don't really care that much. It's difficult to find nurses and doctors that actually pretend like they give a damn. They're out there, but they're mixed in with a bunch of employees that just seem lazy and like they just don't care.
Mm-hmm.
That's the impression that I've gotten from my few experiences there and some friends of mine that have had awful experiences, but it's worse in Canada. Because then in Canada, there's absolutely no accountability. It's all the government system there. And that's where some people want this country to go. You got that Michael Moore movie coming out, right? The Sicko movie?
Right.
Which I have not seen, but if you know Michael Moore, you know what position he's going to take. He's
going
to take universal health care as he's going to be using that movie to push that concept. And he's going to make it sound like it's the most, well, you wouldn't have to pay. He's going to talk about how expensive health care is in America and how you shouldn't have to pay for it and blah, blah, blah.
I don't understand how people that push universal health care can even imagine. You know, when you see how the government does things, from public housing to public transportation to, you know, anything the government runs, they do it very, very badly.
Let's go to the phones and talk to Troy in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Troy.
Hey there, guys.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, health care and, first of all, how it relates to Ron Paul. I think if the war is... The war, his anti-war position is where he can beat the Republicans. Well, I think health care is where he has the most credibility to beat the Democrats. I think he can whip their butts on that. And
well, he is a doctor and they're politicians, so that would help.
Yeah, I think it will.
Hey, and, you're in Canada. What about veterinary clinics? Are those private in Canada?
Yeah, that's their private. And I think that the first caller talking about how there's not private clinics, I think there is some set up now. Private clinics. Yes, you're right about that. Some you can go in.
But I bet they're outrageously expensive.
Well, yeah, maybe so. I'm not near a big city, so I don't participate in that. But I tell you one thing: any experiences, anything goes wrong medically in the family, we get in the car, drive down to the Mayo clinic, get it done, because in Canada they will. screw you up.
So every time your family gets sick, you go to the United States?
Not every time, but yeah, anything major. Like when my mom had colon cancer, they just, yeah.
Are dentists a government thing in Canada?
I think you can. I don't think so at all. No, it's all privatized. But I think there's some sort of program that's for kids or something.
Well, yeah, there's usually some government program that people can get involved in. But thank goodness you've got at least dental care that's on a private basis. I mean, over in Great Britain, they don't have. I guess they do have a few private dentists, but they've got a totally socialized dental care system, and people pull their own teeth out with pliers in Great Britain. I mean, because it's just so messed up.
That's just awesome.
And yet people can. But isn't it the case that Canada worships its own health care system? Don't they teach you in government schools up there that it's the best and the greatest?
Oh yeah, there's a guy he's been kind of accredited for coming up with it, Tommy Douglas. He's from my home province of Saskatchewan. In the 1930s, he was actually, the party, he was one of the guys that founded it. He was actually the CCF. It was an actual communist party. It later became the NDP, the New Democratic Party. But anyway, he was created health care, and he was, like, I think he was voted, you know, greatest Canadian in that. It is worse. free health care. In the election, of course, you guys all know this already. All the listeners know this too. But free health care is never free. Your services will go down. Your taxes will go up. And, that's the way it goes.
Anytime the government's involved in something, it's going to be, the service is going to be crappy, and it's going to cost three times as much.
Yep.
Why? Because there's no competition.
Nope. No innovation either. Troy, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you.
800. Even if there is competition, you're forced to pay for whatever government service, like in the case of schools, for instance.
Yeah.
You're forced to pay for the public school while you send your kids to private school. Is that fair? It's disgusting.
You're forced to pay for everybody's health care, no matter how lousily they take care of themselves. And I like how you usually point this out, Mark, and that is when the government promises to take care of all your health care, then that just makes it so all the citizens, they can just do whatever they want to their bodies. Who cares?
At least they're incentivized to do whatever they want with their bodies. And, you know, if I eat steak and smoke cigarettes and do whatever I want to do, I'm not responsible for getting the operation.
Right. It doesn't come out of your pocket, or at least that's what the perception is, when in fact it does. And if everybody has that sort of attitude about their health, like, oh, whatever, the government will take care of me, well, then that even adds to the cost, which, of course, then allows the government to get a foot in the door by saying, oh, well, now we're going to control what you can put in your body. Are you against liquor laws, but worried your teens will drive drunk? Have them watch a free video from underage drinkers against drunk driving. Go to udadd.com. That's UDADD.com. After watching this powerful video presentation, your teens will never want to drink and drive. Try your luck selling UDAD merchandise. That's UDADD.com. UDADD.com. A message from underage drinkers against drunk driving. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water. A world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever you want toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features there are totally free. And if you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can go and vote for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you less than a minute. And all you need is an email address. It won't be spammed. It won't be sold. Just punch it in, and they'll send you a verification email. You click the link in there, and you're done. It's very quick. Mm-hmm. Vote.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us because it helps keep us at the top of the charts, which is where we are right now, but we could still use your votes.
By 23 stinking points.
Right, to ensure that we stay there.
Votes, I should say.
Vote.freetalklive.com. And also go to dig.freetalklive.com if you want to help us out in an alternative fashion. All right, so 800-259-9231 to the phones, to the fun. Matt in Illinois, you're on the Amplifier line.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Great. What's on your mind, Matt?
There's still going to be some storms coming through Illinois tonight.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right. I have a little story about some pornography activism that's going on up here.
All right. Do tell.
Where I live, there's a store, a family video store, and apparently they're renting out pornographic videos.
Good.
Which I was unaware that they were renting out pornographic videos until I saw a bunch of people out by the street holding signs that said, not in my town, no, say no
oh,
to pornography.
Geez. Okay.
And that's all right. If they want to protest against that, that's, you know, it's free speech, and I want to have free speech, so I allow them to have free speech.
Right.
One of them had a sign, though, that was quite interesting. It said, pornography dehumanizes women. And I want to know why pornography dehumanizes women, but it doesn't dehumanize men.
Yeah, that's a great question. I've never heard that one asked before. What do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
I want an answer. I think that there's two people, or, well, maybe more, maybe less, I don't know, but, you know, they're doing a natural function.
Right.
And it's a human function. To me, it's more human than just about anything else we can do.
Good point.
And yet somehow it's dehumanizing to the woman, but not to the man.
Yeah, that seems a bit insulting to women, doesn't it?
Yes, that's how I feel.
I feel like that's sort of based from this sort of puritanical idea that women are somehow inferior to men, this sort of, I don't know if puritanical is the right word, what's the word for, oh gosh,
starts with a P. There's a word that I want that starts with a P. Has to do with paternalistic. That's the exact word I was looking for. Sort of paternalistic mentality towards women, and it's very insulting. I would like to hear what some ladies feel about that as well at 800-259-9231.
And I was kind of hoping or thinking that maybe I should wait till Friday to get Julia's view on this, but it's happening now, and I don't know what's going to be happening on Friday.
Now, so. Did you go into the store? Now, interesting way to sort of fight these protesters might be to actually go into the store, and as you're walking out with a porn DVD in your hands, let the guys know that, hey, thanks for advertising this for the store, because you hadn't known about it before they stood out there with the signs.
I was thinking about doing something to that extent. I wasn't even going to go visit them at all. I don't even think about the video store. I have a cable TV, and if I want to watch a movie, they provide free movies.
Right.
When I really want a movie, I buy it. I don't rent it. But,
I think that would be kind of interesting to, you know, throw it back in their faces. Hey, you know, this is what your activism got you. It got the store a new customer. Thanks for the call, Matt. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. What do you think, Mark, about the dehumanizing idea?
I think I understand what they're saying. They're saying that men have a tendency to objectify women, which is that they want to conquer them, that kind of thing. And, mm-hmm. and it's certainly a more common thought process in men than it is in women.
Yes, but who really is doing the conquering when it comes to pornography? I mean, the women get paid the most.
They get
the
actors
in porn.
Absolutely. But they're acting like they're being objectified.
This is true.
So you would have to believe what they're acting like rather than what they're getting. And, you know, I don't know. It's a lot of young women who probably have to dope themselves up in order to do it the first few times, I would imagine, when it comes to certain types of... Now, there's certainly porn stars out there that enjoy their work. I don't want to make it seem like there isn't. But,
well, there are drugs in the industry, and there's different people involved.
It isn't a pretty industry by any stretch of the imagination.
No, certainly not.
And there's porn out there for women, which is, I'm not exactly sure, but it...
less objectifying?
I would imagine it's less objectifying.
Right. Now, in the porn for women, which I don't know if I've ever seen any of it.
I don't know that I have either.
I don't know, does it make it very clear that it's porn for women? I don't know what... I'm not sure what to expect out of that, but would that mean that they would objectify the men in that particular case?
I would doubt that's the case.
Would that dehumanize the man in that particular case?
It would probably be more of the things that women like to have during sex necessarily going on, and, you know, less of the of guys going around having relationships with women. You know, it's probably not a lot of that.
Very good. 800-259-9231 with your thoughts as we continue with the calls. It is Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hello?
Chris? Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Oh, my bad. I don't know. I'm just listening. You know, it is true. Like, women, my buddy would say that women are completely messed up these days. And
messed up? What do you mean?
It's a big, broad generalization there.
Oh, man. And it's a broad problem because they're really that messed up.
Okay.
I don't know. It's like... What I've noticed is sometimes women run around with just like they're not even in the real world. It's strange.
Yeah, I'm not really understanding what you're saying. Can you give me an example?
Example.
Got a difficult position to defend, my friend.
Yeah, because you're painting all women with the same brush. I mean, that's
not
really fair at all.
There are the... I don't know. Okay, let's say you take a really hot girl, for example.
Okay, really hot girls. Gotcha.
Yeah. Now, you guys, and I am a guy, but try to put yourself in their shoes. You know, they got these guys, like, falling all over them all the time.
I think that particularly attractive women probably don't grow, their personality doesn't grow in the same way that the rest of the human race does. They don't get turned down in the same way.
Well, I think also with a very attractive female, I think a lot of guys are under the impression that they're being fallen all over at all times, but I think there's also an intimidation factor to be factored in. There's a lot of guys who, since they believe the women are being attended to and fallen all over, and they believe that since she's so attractive she must have a boyfriend, they actually end up being wrong because a lot of guys think that way. So therefore, women like that, in many cases, don't get approached as much as you might think that they do.
Oh, man.
Because of the intimidation factor.
I disagree with that position.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know if it's crazy. Sure, I just think it's naive. But go ahead.
Well, anyway, that wasn't even my call.
What did you call?
Do you guys think that voting is rigged?
Depends. Man,
I'm really on the fence on this particular one. Are you talking about for the presidency of the United States?
Well, yeah, because that would be the most reasonable. I mean, why would you want to rig a vote for some
dog catcher?
Nobody, you know?
Right. I think that those voting machines they had out there, those are very suspicious to me.
There was certainly some suspicious evidence that was introduced about
them. The Libertarian Party was the one who filed suit first on these machines, not the Democratic Party.
I thought it was the Greens that did that.
That was what I understood.
Anyway, there have been some very interesting, very illuminating evidence that has come out about the voting machines. In fact, Florida has now gone back to paper ballots.
Yeah, I'm all for paper ballots. I'm not saying that we didn't have rigged elections before paper ballots, but I think it's harder.
There you go.
Don't you think that you could rig paper ballots?
Sure. And in fact, I think it's kind of... I think it's a little short-sighted to suggest that only the national election would be important enough to be rigged. There's a lot of graft to be passed around at the local level, so there's certainly incentive to do it there, too.
I mean, the congressman, I guess, would be sort of worthy, but...
And it would be easier to rig at a local level as opposed to a national level.
Oh, yeah, because nobody'd notice.
Right.
I mean,
when it's a city council person or something like that, and you've got a few hundred people voting in the election,
right? Or in a few precincts.
Well, honestly, the city council person, if they were to rig an election, there would probably be some little mistake, and it'd just get blown way out of proportion. But
think they get caught?
Oh yeah. If you think about it, the most reasonable thing would be for one of those guys to get caught. You know, like I've seen on the news about the guy who was like out drinking. I don't know who he was, but he was drinking and driving, and they caught him, and like now it's like a huge deal just because this guy went drinking and driving. And I forget who he is, but he's some treasurer, I think, like around, I think, in the Indianapolis area, I think.
Well, there you go. Chris, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
Probably not enough to Google there, Treasurer Indianapolis.
Yeah, I think it's actually more likely that an election would be rigged at a local level. But then again, the only way to fight back against that is to have paper ballots and to have people there watching the counters. That's the only way you can really be sure that the election wasn't rigged, if your people were there watching them count. Goodness, who in the hell wants that job? 800-259-9231. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, Zero Tolerance.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.